folks. Again, I want to say good afternoon to all who's locked to queue at this time. Once you hear that jingle, wherever you are, you know what time it is. Well, you ought to know what time it is. Yes, it's another talk on the block. As my brother Matthias Pilty Jr. would have said, if it's on the block, we'll talk about it right here on Q95. Whatever is happening in your neck of the woods, wherever you are, especially if you are located somewhere in the north, the south, the east, or the west of Dominica, and not forgetting the center as well, welcome aboard to yet another talk on the block. Let's get those numbers out of the way. They are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. The digital number, 616-4257. That all-important overseas line as well, it is 305-432-9624. I know those numbers are repeated over and over again. Sometimes I get a number of WhatsApp messages. Lofty, what is the overseas line again? Yes, it is 305-432-9624, Dominicans. Some person sent in some voice notes early on in the program on Hot Seat this morning. I'm gonna see if I can play some of those, having vetted them, as we cruise along this afternoon. But it's an open line, so I'm going to open up the lines, free up the lines very, very early this afternoon. Caller, you are the first to go. Good afternoon to you. Talk on the block.
How are you doing, my brother? Afternoon.
Afternoon, sir.
I got up the first to go.
Yep.
Yeah, because I want to lay a foundation down. I can't save my people, but I can only maybe just throw out certain things out there that I am realizing that's going on.
Well, and you are doing your best, moving, I must tell you.
Yeah, let me say something. Yesterday there was a conversation about, or the day before, about bus drivers and different people that saying how hard things are. And I'm one of those persons who go to bed early and I wake up early. And imagine sometimes I wake up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 something. And by then you just sit down there and you pray, you're meditating, and something came to mind. The whole country, our people, every institution, workers, private sector, public sector, just name it. Everybody going through a grind, and I think, and what that came to me at that time was, we are all running at a deficit. And you know what a deficit is, right?
Yes.
Nice. And I'm putting that in perspective where, for the past, so let's go with the time that the government has been in power, 20 years, 20 plus years. And you have a situation where everybody's salary is either the same. Some of us have end up in a situation where we have no salaries. Some end up where they have less salary, even during this pandemic. That's a reality, right?
That is the reality of most, yes.
Nice. Now, when you look around you, everything is going up. And it's talking about stuff on the shelves, if you're building materials, just name it. The work I in, the material that I have to source is always out of Dominica. Even that's a big challenge, but I'm not crying to anybody. I know how to be flexible and survive. So I'm not even crying about my situation, because I'm not one that will cry, and I am very, very, I'm multi-talented, so I know how to get flexible. But I'm talking about the situation my people are going through, and the deficit that we are in is everything around us going up, our salaries the same, some less salaries. I mean, where are we going? Why, as a people, we cannot come together and realize that we have to do something? Because what? On the flip side, the people that we put in office to create the enabling environment, they are not at a deficit. They are at a surplus. As a matter of fact, I say in surplus, but I don't use the ordinary word, profit. And why I say in profit, they are profiting big time. everything these guys are involved in, and I will call one, maybe two. So what's the situation with a company called Dominica Strong? See this equipment still sitting down there. That's owned by this government, and the monies that it is paid to themselves. So that already is profiteering right there. Insider trading, profiteering, shell company, unregistered company, and only in the name of they making money. And that doesn't filter down to the people. So that's one. Now, you're hearing lately about Anthony Hayden and all these companies, and you see the Kempinski Hotel, you see different hotels building. Well, we have no international airport, but you have all these things going on, and you have people making money. Zampoli asking for his millions, this another to get their millions. And the people is not, the people are not part of that equation. And I'm saying there, all that, big profits, millions and billions you're hearing about. Now, with all what is going on, the Prime Minister moves into a house. The house the Prime Minister moves into, the people have to pay for it, the rent. The people have to pay for the insurance. The people have to pay for the maintenance. When the house is actually your house, Lofty, you with me?
I'm ready.
I don't know. What is wrong with our people? Lofty, even in that same house, where the garden is supposed to be, or the farm?
Yes, the farm.
I saw that farm fenced just sometime last year by the same dumb that last year or year before, the time going by so quickly. Anyway, by Dominican Strong. A little two block, let's see what, a little 8-inch wall was built. They installed metal poles on that. Dominican Strong was the one doing that job, fencing it, welding the fences, everything. So they had a couple of mango trees and stuff like that in there. I understood the mango trees are now cut down as we speak a couple of days ago to maybe put something on that property that's supposed to be the farm. So another property is going up. So that's another, that's the one-man government just profiteering again. Why are the people sitting by and doing nothing about their situation or our situation? Because I really am not crying for myself. I like a migratory bird. If things get rough and I can't put food on my table, I can't pay my bills, I have many places to go. And I have big children, and I've already seen the potential of one or two of them. When I travel, they can take care of themselves and even take care of me. But I'll never be a burden to them because I'm a young man. I'm in my 50s, but I still consider myself a young, energetic, and multi-talented and faceted individual. So really and truly, what is wrong with our people that are really sitting there watching all these things happening? Their lives are getting more miserable by the day. Cost of living rising. We're running at a deficit no matter how. We're chasing bills. You're chasing politicians to have children go to school. Things people used to do on their own. My great-grandmother on a walking stick in her 90s, doing better than a person in their 20s and their 30s now. What nonsense is that? My brother, I don't know. This thing, I don't know. I cannot save my people. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying that to save my people. It's just when I lie down or I sit down and I think of things, sometimes I just like to find a little point where I can just talk to the nation and talk to the world. Have a good day, my brother.
Levin, just before you go, I need to engage you just a little while longer on the point you raised. Roosevelt Skerritt says to Dominicans, after 2 years, he is going to vacate that property. He's no longer going to be living in that property, he and his family. I am asking the question this afternoon, and I hope you can help me as well. After he vacates that property, what will become of that property? Who will be moving in, or who can move in into that property at such high rate, $64,000 and counting, when the government want us to believe in Dominica that house, it belongs to Anthony Hayden under a company called Mercury Management?
I can answer that so simply. Nobody's going to move into that. In terms of the house is not, or this whole thing is not owned by who they say it is owned by. This property is owned by the PM, and this property came about. That was no big thing in the planning before Maria, you know. You see, Roosevelt Skerritt experienced Maria. I wasn't here. I wasn't in Dominica. I was in New York. And the night of the hurricane, I heard with my own ears Roosevelt Skerritt on CNN talking about his situation and his roof going, or his house being compromised at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe hours later, maybe somewhere around 12-ish, 11-ish, whatever time it was, following the events, but cannot remember too much of a timeline. But hours later, he said he was rescued by whoever. But what I want to come to, Roosevelt Skerritt was traumatized after the hurricane, during and after the hurricane. And I'm saying that because I saw him on Observer Radio days after giving some speech on Observer Radio and television where he actually broke down when he actually mentioned the word that they asked him, so what is the situation for our people and what do you think is immediate need? And the answer was the people need food, water, and by the time he said tarpaulins, he broke down in tears. The camera was still on him, but the host of the program had to ask to give the PM a break to catch himself, and they can well understand what his country has gone through and how he, you know, how he feels for his people. My brother, at that time, there was nothing like Roosevelt Skerritt feeling for his people, in my opinion, and that's Mervyn John Baptist saying that. Because what you saw happen after Maria with the whole politicization of everything that came to Dominica and the world sending stuff to Dominica was still the usual partisan political nonsense in a situation like a hurricane. In a pandemic, it's no different. Roosevelt Skerritt has no feelings for anybody but himself. Roosevelt Skerritt will only please himself in any situation. So during that time now, with that traumatization of Roosevelt Skerritt, Roosevelt Skerritt must have told himself right there that he will never stay in a house that a Category 5 or an earthquake or anything can shake him. Remember, he's a coward. So that's where that plan, I want to think, came to build the kind of bunker that is there. So that house was built for Roosevelt Skerritt, for his own protection, for his own security, because he's a coward. And whether I am one who loved the forces of nature shook him so badly that he had a knee-jerk reaction to build that house and to turn around and ask Dominicans to fund it like it's somebody else's house that he's renting. So my answer to that is nobody is going to live in that house other than Roosevelt Skerritt build that house for himself. Unless there are things that he cannot come up with, then if the government changes, then we will see something different. But that house was built for Roosevelt Skerritt by Roosevelt Skerritt and his people. Although, so work's still going on the house from since he moved in it. You know that for a fact?
I have not been more.
Yeah, work is still going on there non-stop. So okay. It looked like there are a lot of things that they rushed and maybe it just things falling apart or not in place. But there is work still going on. Or as we speak, there's still how much mango trees that are cut on the property that's supposed to be the farm for maybe another structure again. So all this profiteering going on, all this surplus, all our money is just circling in one area, one man controlling it. And I think the people, all I can say, need to really open their eyes and wake up. I don't want to say enough is enough, because when a person uses the word enough is enough is when I'm putting a stop to something that is happening. And sometimes it's just three strikes I give the person. I give one chance, two chances. By the third time, that's it. But there's an imaginary line that you don't cross with me that I'm activated. Have a good one, my brother.
Have a good day yourself, yeah. Brother Mervyn. John Baptist, outspoken Mervyn. Let me just let you hear the Prime Minister in his own voice. I read that house, that mansion at Mount Daniel Mervyn just spoke about. And then we're going to take a break, pay some bills, and come right back for the remainder of your calls. It is what, 1:15 in the afternoon. Take a listen to the Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerritt.
I have been subjected to, because of this, is really altered this world. But rest assured, those who have concerns about this, you will not see a renewal of this lease, and the Prime Minister will make, Roosevelt Skerritt will make private arrangements for the accommodation of himself and his family. And so that the issue of $42,000 and so on will not be an issue. But at the end of his 3 years, you will certainly see an end to this lease. It will not be extended, and I'm making every effort to provide accommodation for myself as a private citizen and my family as a private citizen. That is my simple response to this. But
this is it!
Quartz is having an epic Black Friday weekend. It's the last call for mega Black Friday savings. This is your chance to experience unbelievable deals all weekend long. It's last call on TVs, washers and cookers, price up to 50% off. It's last call on amazing bedding and furniture offers. It's last call for 60% off all toys and inflatables. Last call for 40% off selected rugs and accessories, plus fantastic doorbuster deals every day. Every day is Black Friday. You don't want to miss these epic final deals for the month of November. Offer valid for a limited time, Friday 27th to Sunday 29th. Conditions apply. See in store for details. COVID-19 protocols will be strictly enforced. Quartz, bringing value home.
Shopping is a big, big deal on Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
We get it.
Spend $500 or more on your NBD credit card from now till December 1st and get a chance to win $1,000 cash back. Just in time for the most wonderful time, Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit nbdominica.com for more details. NBD, your partner, your bank.
These are some of the reasons why people believe in Blue Water's alkaline water.
It's the perfect thirst quencher,
soothing for acid reflux.
It actually helps me sleep better at night.
When it comes to keeping my skin clear and my complexion smooth, nothing beats Blue Water's alkaline water.
We love to hear how you alkalify yourself. So keep going to our Blue Water's Facebook page and tell us why you believe in Blue Water's alkaline water.
Locally distributed by Fine Foods Inc. Available island-wide.
Once upon a Carrie Brewery Christmas, under the silvery moon, I heard the sound of a bottle and spoon. Buy 2 6-packs of any Carrie Brewery product and get a chance to win weekly prizes this holiday season. From now until January 8th, 2021, 25 winners will get a chance to win weekly prizes of fuel, shopping vouchers, and 3 grand prize winners of $1,000 each. Upakatanden. 3 grand prizes of $1,000 each. Carrie Brewery brands include Carib Beer, Stag Beer, Moccasin, Carib Shandy, Carib Rattler, Carib Bay Cider, Smalta, and Jing Sing. Available on participating retail outlets. 2 6-packs of Carib Brewery product is all you need to purchase to get a chance to win big. Visit our Facebook or Instagram pages for more details.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made during the course of this program.
All right, folks, we are back. And you know how time flies around here. So you got to make very good use of the next 40 minutes to go. Caller, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes.
I'd like to make a point here. I mean, we spend a lot of time on the Prime Minister, but there are people around him who facilitate him, and they are the lawmakers. They call the cabinet. They were elected. I think we need to spend time showing them how they are liable as much as the Prime Minister and the others around him. Because you cannot have a party in power. The party itself has no succession for leadership. They don't have a delegates conference or anything. Why? Are they afraid? Do we have a dictatorship? But they sit in cabinet and just rubber stamp everything that this man says and does. So we must hold them accountable and show them how they're going to become liable for any damages as a result of this illegal spending of almost $3 billion. And they're sitting there saying nothing or supporting what is going on. So I think, in addition to Russell Skerrick, all of the ministers or the ministers of cabinet must be held accountable. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for bringing that up as well. someone is making a critical point. Read the statement read by Mr. Skerritt. I'll get to that message in just a while. Caller, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Duran.
Good afternoon, sir.
When I hear his voice, the name of Skerritt, I feel to puke. When I hear Skerritt's name, I feel to puke. This man brought Dominican to poverty, and the man still fooling Dominican. He brainwashed them, he confused them, he made them and discard them. It's a shame. We must get this man out of the office. He didn't win the election, he stole the election, and he destroyed Dominican. Thank you very much.
Let's go back to this line, which is the overseas line. Caller, go right on. Caller on the overseas line. Caller on the count of three. One, two, three. Are you there? No, you're not. Someone is writing to me and saying, note, he did not say, and that he is Roosevelt Skerritt, he did not say he will be vacating the property. He said the lease not being renewed does not mean that he will vacate the property. That is what someone is writing to me via WhatsApp message. This message here reads, bro, like I'm always saying, a simple forensic investigation can determine the ownership. A simple customs audit on the furniture and fixtures in the house will reveal who did the procurement. It ends by saying, get all original invoices and methods of payment. Let's try that overseas line one more time. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Durand.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, Mr. Durand, as long as Dominica existed, Dominica relied on the export of agricultural produce to sustain the country. That was the main economy of the country since the Labour Party came in. So, Durand, what investments have been made to restore our agricultural industry? How much investment is made in the replanting of coconut trees? As you can see, the government is now investing in backyard gardening. The sign is, fellas, just sit down and plant for you to survive and depend on me for everything else. That is what Dominica has come to. And unless Dominicans demand that government restore commercial agriculture in Dominica, everybody will suffer. People believe that they'll be farmers. But the money the farmers bring in that is circulating in the cities and all business can participate. So when you see business crying now and saying there's no business, the root of the problem is that farmers have no money. So we have to make the government, all the money that is spending on all kind of flower pot is like a man have a house, the house is leaking, but it's been painting outside. So it's painting a picture that Dominica is good, but the country is suffering because the soul of the country, which is the agricultural industry, has been destroyed by this Labour Party. Thank you and good afternoon.
Thank you and good afternoon yourself. Someone sent me these two messages earlier this morning, but we did not have the sufficient time. So I gave the person my commitment that I'll be doing just that on Talk on the Block.
Into all the conversation, amid all this corruption and none of the investigations that have taken place, one of the things that struck me the most is to listen to our Prime Minister, who is also the Minister of Finance, in a conversation recently, because I wouldn't call that an interview, because the guy that was talking to him, that wasn't an interview, they were just having a conversation. And for him to come out and tell the public that his administration has been doing business in Dominica with only cash for a number of years. That to me was so appalling, and immediately this man should have been arrested or brought to the police station for questioning, because everybody knows, even the most dumb person around should know, that anytime an administration is doing business in strictly cash, this is an is their intention to continue to deceive the people, because you can't trace cash. That's why they don't do LPOs, or they don't do checks, they only do business in cash. And for him to come out and say that, that tells you how corrupted this man is. And many people are not even speaking about that. Yeah, and I would just like to ask all the defenders, man, like, if they had a small business at this, and somebody was managing the business for them, would they allow the person to use strictly cash to do everything? Purchasing, selling. Because with cash only, you can do no checks and balances. So that just tells us how much those guys are using the countrymen. And to admit that they're only doing business by cash, you know what I'm saying? This is alarming. This is crazy. And to have people of good conscience or good hearts say that they could defend that is more crazy and more appalling to me. You know what I mean?
Many more of those voice notes. With very little time. Before I entertain another call, this message reads, what's the update on the alleged kidnapping in the East? A number of persons have asked me this morning. I've not heard nothing about that, so I can't confirm anything on that. Person is asking another question. With the latest update on the COVID-19 cases, can the authorities tell us whether there is any community spread, particularly if, as stated, two of the cases had no history of travel and contact with anyone with COVID? Yes, we continue to keep our eyes on this virus called COVID-19. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lofty.
Good afternoon.
After this morning, I just wanted to say one thing in terms of that conversation and somebody saying ignore Parry. We don't have to ignore Parry, because Parry is controlled and Parry is sent there to distract our program and just to, you know, make excuses for the Prime Minister. But I want Parry to know his outdated Lennox Linton is not. He's updated. Lennox Linton is updated while he, Parry, is outdated. And we are not going to have slave owners' children control us anymore. We are going to take our country back. We are going to free Dominica from the hands of these guys. Because Parry don't mean good for Dominicans and Dominica. Parry is just looking for another handout. Parry, them are leeches on Dominica. And that's what they'll continue to do. Suck Dominica dry. So tell Parry, we Dominicans, we slave children, we know what we have gone through. And we'll stand up against them. The slave owner children. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you very much. And on that note, let's take a break. It's the bottom of the hour. Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Just received at Isa Trading Limited a wide range of disposable diapers. Scooby-Doo baby diapers available in small, medium, large, extra large, and super extra large. prices as low as $11.95 per packet. Yes, you heard right. A packet of Scooby-Doo baby diapers for as low as $11.95. And when it comes to adult diapers, ESA Trading Limited has you covered too. Available in small, medium, large and extra large, and prices as low as $11.95 per packet. Available at ESA Trading Limited, corner of Bayfront and Kennedy Avenue, Roseau, and at Canefield Industrial Site. ESA Trading Limited, making a difference for you.
I don't want a quarter pint, I don't want a gallon of pint, I want a 5 gallon for the Christmas.
You got it this Christmas at Blue It Center. From now till December 31st, get 1 5-gallon bucket of Master Touch Flat Bright White for only $250. Flat base is perfect for getting that lovely matte finish with no reflections, both interior and exterior, and can be tinted to any pastel color that you like. Revive, renew, redo your space with Do It Best quality paint. Only available at Do It Center.
I don't want a quarter pint, I don't want a gallon of paint, I want a 5 gallon for the Christmas.
Visit us today or shop online at store.doitcenterdominica.com.
So many messages to read, Dominica. Those of you trying to get me on my telephone now, that is an impossibility right about now. Let me see if I can get through some messages here before I take another call. This one reads, do you know come November 2024, this present DLP will outlive 5 USA presidents? And the presidents are listed as follows: Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden. Read that alleged kidnap situation. Now I'm getting a number of messages on my phone. Dominica, Dominica, Dominica. Taking a look at most of these messages. Read this alleged kidnapping. And I will refrain from putting anything on air. Read those messages. Caller, good afternoon on the overseas line.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lofty. How you doing, bro?
Good afternoon, brother.
Lofty? Man, if I was not a strong man, sometimes the situation is so dread in the country, I weep, man. But my heart aches a lot knowing where this country has been, where we come from, and right now I don't know where we're going, and we're not going nowhere good. Lofty, you had a first call from Mervin, and I want to sanction Mervin's commentary 100%. That's scary. The crime minister, this is what I call him. He did not weep, because I saw that same interview. He did not weep for the people of Dominica and for the love of the country. He weep for himself because of his own personal loss. And I don't care what somebody else thinks. Now, let me go back to the subject you had this morning, Loftus. Because a lot of people in Dominica speak, and they speak with a level of fear. But some are very outspoken. And you are one of them, you, Mr. Linton, and all the other patriots, true patriots. There are some who have heard a call over the years. Now I think they're so disgusted I don't hear some of them. And these are under in Dominica, and I'm say thanks for the contribution. But here's the deal. Some people say, well, they don't want to be against an airport, but they want things a certain way. Loved us, we can't have it both ways. Let me tell you my position. I don't want Dominica to have an international airport under this criminal. You know why? Unless they give all the details and bring all the proof of the test, all the companies who are involved. It's a whole lot that is not being told to the people. It's a lot of basic information these guys are putting out there. Loftus, you can't come to a man and tell him you're going to do something to a people, a whole island, and tell him you're going to do something and show nothing, not the architectural design, no EIA, nothing. I mean, how can a people sit down and just give up land, just do all these kind of things for these guys to just do what they want? Loftus, it come a time the people must take and stand up. And I've said it before. If things get to the point where the people just turn upside down and this country go up in smoke, Loftus, I swear to God, that's what the people need to do. We will build from the ashes. Because right now, the kind of situation that we have, it's not worth living in that kind of life, man. You be a slave to deal with this kind of nonsense. You know, Loftus, look, I'm so pissed off, I can't explain myself real good this afternoon. Because this kind of criminal act against the people call for the people to just rise up, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Alone. So the truth will reveal you now. You see their faces, but you never know their thoughts. And every baby knows that talk is cheap, so cheap. You see their actions, but you never know their reaction.
Yes, that's our own brother Nacio Fontaine. Lord will prove to stop. Good afternoon to you, my brother. Yes, the truth will reveal.
Things that are hidden. I said the things that them high deep down.
Patricia listening in St. Martin, good afternoon to you.
The truth will reveal.
Let's go back to take this line on the overseas line. Caller, good afternoon.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yes. You remember when they had night landing at Melvin Hall? Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Right. The government brought down a lapo cap with there and a lot of labor rights were jumping up. Lovely. Do you know anything about that night landing in Melvin Hall now? What's happening?
Well, at least I was passing in that area about, 7 o'clock last night, and I saw a plane coming in at the time.
Right. I mean, there was a big carnival the night light landing, and they said, yes, we finally got it. Well, you see, that's what they're going to do with Dominicans again. They might build an airport, you know, but how many planes are going to land there? Eh? They're going to have Liat landing there, and those little planes, and then once every 2 months, a little jet will land there. I mean, are Dominicans sleeping? Are they dreaming? I mean, this guy is just taking Dominicans for idiots. You know, and we ain't seen nothing yet in Europe. Next year, in a year or 2 years, Dominicans will hold their head and ball. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, my brother Johnny.
Truth will reveal. The truth will reveal.
Yes, indeed, folks, the truth will reveal someday.
What is in here?
But we gotta keep digging. Never give up, people. Never give up.
Said the truth will reveal.
Let's take a little break, pay some bills, and we'll come right back. We are steering 20 minutes to the hour of 2 o'clock.
This holiday season at Astafan, come and be part of the Xmas excitement. Buy any one of our SAB products. Gold Spocker, Darrow Dark and White Rum, or Bonjour Vintage Extra and Gold. And you could win one of three great prizes. A $600 Body and Bliss Spa gift certificate. A weekend for two at the beautiful Rosalie Bay. And a 65-inch Samsung TV with home theater sound system. Wow! Promotion runs from November 20th to December 20th, 2020. Prizes will be given before Christmas. Terms and conditions apply. Purchase your SAB products and win in the Xmas excitement. Happy holidays from Astafans. Right place, right price.
Ou happy ou tapé loun, but after the loun, don't come and groan. Let's see clone the fear or any other malchance pong. Make sure ou insure, if your insurance company, ki sa do wood epi ou side by side. Pa yon kike kite ou day avec di ou, I come in just now. Messi, come to New India Insurance, upstairs AC Shillingford, our zoo. I mean, these are important questions and they must be asked. What kind of insurance coverage do you get for your house? Leuka ashe loan, you don't leave insurance to chance. South lay, be in control. That is not the same thing like loan. That is something by itself. Because I've any parlay PD professionals could in New India. Yes, just come in. Come in there, could in New India. And talk, partner, talk. Made checksion. In your book, if on lewe konsa, le kaili te boule ya le kapale kon insurance. Yodi, what? Lawrence? Idi insurance, mon dieu. Yodi, there's no Lawrence here, sir. Idi, moka du kai mo boule kon insurance, uka di moka Lawrence. Yodi, there's no Lawrence, sir. Telephone 448-4023, then.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made during the course of this program.
All right, folks, and on that note, I want to remind those of you will be attending the funeral services, or the funeral service that is, of our dear patriotic brother Mr. Felix Henderson. He will be going home finally tomorrow. So to his family and friends, it's of you to hold the strain, huh? My good folks in St. Thomas listening at this time, good afternoon to you. Folks, I just want to bring up one situation as we move along. It's 16 minutes already to the hour of 2 o'clock. And I want to make that special appeal at least to the mayor of Roseau and the Roseau City Council in particular. Walking to and through Roseau, I can tell you, there is that stench in some areas in particular. I know that has come up on this program, on this radio station, time and time again. But we need to do something as a people. At least it is our city. Let us try to put something in place. Some corners, basically, it stinks. At least some portable toilets for now will suffice just for now until something permanent can be put in place. Right below me here, for an example, it's Grand Bay bus stop area. When you pass in that area, it's like an alkali going up through your nostrils. So please, I'm calling on the mayor or the Roseau City Council personnel. Please do something, at least in the city, re the stench where that is concerned. Caller, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Roughly, I think I drive yesterday from Rayo to Godong Boy. That road, by the road, bad. When you was right by the bridge, the two bridge, it taken about 1,700 men to clean that whole area, you know, dig up, pack up, all kind of thing. And with the money, pass the money for them boys to work. All they can love scary to have no money. Oh my God, in heaven. Sekosayi,
brother. Some say they love their PM. I guess they love their PM more than themselves. But let's continue to take those calls as we move along. 14 minutes to the hour. Caller, good afternoon. Caller, good afternoon on the local line.
Mr. Juan.
Yes, sir.
Just a little observation. Do we have any Felix Def announcement on Q?
If I heard any Def announcement of Felix on Q?
Yeah.
Where are you getting at with that one?
I understand. I mean, Q do a lot for Felix, you know. I mean, the other announcement should be on Q do.
Okay. I agree with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree with you. Let's go back to this line. But I haven't heard. Maybe it's there, but I haven't heard. I'll confirm with the persons downstairs. Caller, good afternoon to you.
Downstairs, I'm back again.
Yes, but be very brief. And just kind of load on. Just
there's
load
something
on.
I want.
Caller. Just load on the pitch of your voice, please. It is kind of getting into my eardrums at this time. Just low it down. You don't need to scream. Go on.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
There's something else that I wanted to say.
Yeah, thanks.
The people need to start spending too much money in the city, in all these big businesses, because a lot of these businesses are supporting that government. And the people spending money they don't have. A struggling man keeps struggling every day just to make ends meet, to put food on the table, cannot afford to live in a system like that. And the rest of the people who benefit support the government. So when the businesses start to feel the crunch of the economy, they will speak up and stand out against the government in favor of the people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Let's squeeze in as many calls as possible. Caller, you on, go right on.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Very well.
A question I'd like to ask, I don't know how to go about that. Yesterday, four women with Matt on the radio station, I think they were working, the people from the Princess Margaret Hospital, they were employed there as not
Domestic workers. Yes.
And on this, one of them, I think, said sometimes they're sending them to the COVID center at Portsmouth. So I'd like to ask, what is the relationship between the COVID center and the Princess Margaret Hospital? Because the COVID center, to me, is a private place. So I'd really like to ask, what is the connection? Why do people from the hospital, like the not the nurses maybe, and the wardens and the cleaners have to be sent to that place down there? I would like to find out what is the connection between the two. Do you know?
I know nothing about the connection, Blue. Nothing at all.
I would really like to know, because I can understand if there's a private place, they're supposed to have private people doing their work. Why do the people from the Princess Margaret Hospital have to go down to the COVID center to work?
You're making a good point, you know, Blue, because the amount of money that has been asked for persons who have to stay at that facility, then it would only be right that they get their own domestic workers.
Yes, I can understand that. Because when I hear the lady say that, and if they decide not to go, they might even want to fire them because they don't want to go down to Portsmouth. So I would really like to find out, what is the connection? If the money that has been made in the COVID center, don't I understand that cleaning the domestic working section of it, it's expensive to them to go and sanitize a room. And how much money do these people get for going inside there as domestic workers for their day? I am listening. And I was, and scary, it's not $32,000 and so on and so on and so on. It's $64,000 people have to pay you. Dominicans have to pay you. And we want to know about our $2.8 billion, hundreds of thousands of missing millions of dollars. Roosevelt Carrot, we want to know about that. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you and bye-bye.
I said the things that them high I keep down inside.
Let's take another little break.
We'll really
pay some bills because, you know, the bills must be paid.
What's in here, dear?
We appreciate the calls as well.
What is in here, dear?
But to facilitate those calls or to keep those calls coming, the bills must be paid. Let's do this, folks. We'll be right back. It's what, 9 minutes already to the hour of 2 o'clock. Let's do this.
Great news from Isar Trading Limited. Just received Clio Cooking Oil, Dominica's most popular brand of 100% soybean oil in four sizes, 900 ml, 1.5 liter, 3 liter and 5 liter. Prices from as low as $6.50. Cameo burnt parboiled rice in 2 pound, 5 pound, and 20 pound bags at the same unbeatable price, starting as low as $2.85. Libby's juices in 200 ml and 1 liter tetra pack in a wide range of delicious flavors. A complete range of plastic biodegradable t-shirt bags, garbage bags in all sizes, and clear plastic bags. A full range of face masks, including KN95 mask, surgical mask, three-ply mask, and more. Prices from as low as $1 each. Also available, a wide range of hand sanitizers, toothpaste, and cosmetics, plus many other new arrivals in stock. Visit us today for the best products at the best prices. Yes, ESA Trading Limited. We are making a difference for you.
Painting a new room or project can transform your whole mood. So reset, renew, and refresh with Harris Paint. Shop now and get a chance to dip to win discounts or cash and prizes. Get up to 40% off or your share of $2,500 in gifts and cash with every $100 spent. Reset, renew, and refresh with Harris Paint.
Love it, uplift your spirit. Harris to change your world. Christmas with Harris.
This holiday season at Astafan, come and be part of the Xmas excitement. Buy any one of our SAB products. Gold Vodka, Darrow Dog and White Rum. Or Bonjour Vintage Extra and Gold. And you could win one of three great prizes. A $600 Body and Bliss Bar gift certificate. A weekend for two at the beautiful Rosalie Bay. And a 65-inch Samsung TV with home theater sound system. Wow! Promotion runs from November 20th to December 20th, 2020. Prizes will be given before Christmas. Terms and conditions apply. Purchase your SAB products and win in the Xmas excitement. Happy holidays from Astafans. Right place, right price.
Seasons greeting to all your days. Republic can give you more. Whether we're together or virtually, let Republic help you open the door. So share the love, let's find a way. Have a real good Christmas, happy holidays. It's happening, Christmas is happening at Republic.
You deserve a Merry Christmas. Let's help you make it happen at Republic Bank today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Yes.
All right, folks, we're cruising down now to the 2 o'clock hour. I know one man is listening. And I know he's appreciating this song at this time. Mr. Carl James, good afternoon to your brother. Brother Kofi. All the reggae fans out there, good afternoon to you at this time. Let's go back to the telephone to entertain some calls. 5 minutes time, we gotta get out of here. The Digicel Hour is up next. Caller, good afternoon. Go right on.
Yes, good afternoon, Austin.
Good afternoon, brother.
Okay. Let me tell you, this year almost, but by the time next year begins, I think we should have demonstration often, often, often. And we should not allow this Roosevelt to stay there to call another election on the same old list we have there. Because if we allow that to happen again, well, we will not be able to see what we are saying there. No. It will be more hard on us.
I agree with you, Connor.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much, your brother. On call. Always on call. You and your lovely wife in the Maho area. Good afternoon. My friends by the Market area, good afternoon to you, brother. Here's another lady living high up the Market. Good afternoon as well. Long time to hear, long time to see. I think I'll pass by sometime. Let's see if we can squeeze in as many, many calls before 4 minutes time. Caller, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
I want to make a comment, please.
Go right on.
See, this is, we have a problem in Dominica, and the problem is about organization. We need to organize. People keep calling the radio and calling the radio. What we need is not only when election time comes that we have to organize. We should be organizing also the unions, the CCM. The CCM is still a good movement going on. And get the people organized. Even though you call out, and then the people who come, try again. But we need to get the people to organize. You know, you cannot just wait on individuals. We need the unions. We need the, besides the opposition. We all are in the opposition. So we should really try to get the CCM to join the unions and bring out the people. Because if we have to wait for the people to come out on their own, they will not come. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. My friend in Switzerland, she wants me to play that message this afternoon for her, where the women of the diaspora, they're calling for the resignation of Roosevelt Skerrit. I'll just play a little bit, Alex, a little bit. We can't take the entire thing.
North with Skerrit led DLP administration. And they call every day on your program, you know, and they call because they are lamenting about what's happening and what's taking place. Hence our reason for coming in and, you know, creating this organization. So what we do, we like some kind of watchdog, you know, we watch, we observe, and then we put our findings together. And eventually we decide that we're going and take action. And now we have put our voice together and we have demanded that Roosevelt Skerrit resign along with his DLP members. We put this letter
together. And that is the gist of that voice note. Well, we are out of time, I can tell you that. But thanks very much, Alex, for joining the efforts on the ground. And yes, I concur with the caller before. Has to be a collaborative effort, people. Hands now, held by your throat. You're shooting in the dark. Power to the people, say we fight. From an individual standpoint, has not worked. It will never work. No more hypocrisy, say we have no mercy. So I think we got time for one more call. And then we're gonna shut it right down, right there. Caller, good afternoon. You're the final caller on top on the block. Caller.
Hello, let's meet you by National Bank.
Caller, you're very, very muffled. Are you there, caller? Hello?
This is Rafty, I am there.
Yes, yes. I'm not hearing what you're saying.
Yeah, that's your partner. That's meet you by Royal National Bank in the week. Yeah, we need to move. Let's get things going. We just stop talking and do things, man. Clary just laughing at us because all he's saying we're doing is talk with. We need to do some action, man. We letting Skerrit know too many different things, but as we're talking, so Skerrit doing things. We need to move, man.
We need to move. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
It was a bit muffled, but yes, I got you in quick time. So yes, I believe the final caller nailed it right. It's a collective effort to help free our country, Dominica. from the clutches of this dictatorship, or this wannabe dictatorship. All right, folks, that is it for me. That is where I gotta tell you bye-bye. It's always a pleasure serving you, the people of Dominica. My friend Saji in St. Thomas, good afternoon to you at this time. And all the many, many, many listeners of Q at this time, good afternoon to you. The myriads of you folks out there, always glued to Q. It has been a tremendous week indeed. My brother Matthew Espelte Jr., wherever you are, I hope that you're doing A-OK, brother. On that note, let's do this, and when we do that, we'll be out of here. Up next, the Digicel Hour. Thank you, Dominica.
This radio program, and not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made during the course of this program.